Time to recap. McCook City Council, the final meeting of 2024, took place last night. Let's recap it. City Manager Nate Schneider, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Rich?
Doing good. Can you believe the final meeting of 2024? No,
that went by really fast. It's hard to believe. There are times where it felt like it didn't go by very fast, but really, all in all, it was a pretty quick year, it seems like.
I think so, too. You bet. The one and only Mr. Gene, Councilman Gene Wheaton. How the heck are you?
I'm fine today, thank you.
Gene and I, you missed it. We were talking baseball for a good 10 minutes and free agency money and greedy baseball players and stuff like that.
Well, you know, after watching the Juan Soto
that was the guy.
Situation just kind of unravel, I just thought, there's going to be a billion-dollar man here before we know it. You give it probably another couple of years, and you're going to see somebody get a billion-dollar contract, which I guess if the owners are willing to pay it, that's fine. It just means that the ticket payers are going to be the ones that are going to have to offset that difference. But
we'll see if Juan doesn't try to be a 200 hitter next year with all this money.
That's the problem. You know, there is a lot of pressure on him to make sure that he produces. So, and he's going to the JV New York team, so we'll see how that works for
him. Exactly right, yeah. All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. First of all, anything, announcements, recognitions?
Nate read a letter to the council from the head of the Chamber of Commerce, somebody he knows very well. She just wanted to thank the city and the city staff for all they did to help last Saturday's Christmas event be so successful. And so she just a thank you note. And then she did have some wonderful things to say about the city manager. So.
She had a nice postscript on there where she was talking about how the city manager is extremely handsome. And also, I think there's something about him being very intelligent and strong. And she compared, I think there was something in there about he's better looking than Tom Brady and Brad Pitt and George Clooney combined. So, something like that. But I don't know. I mean, it's her words, not mine. So.
That's some pretty good compliments right there.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess she must be thinking that there's a hulky guy there that she's hanging out with. So
you better have bought her a really good Christmas present.
I probably will have to give her a very good Christmas
you
present
better,
after that.
All that.
I didn't even look back there. She probably turned beet red because she was in the audience. But, yeah, I had to gig her just a little bit.
Sure enough. But, yeah, she's done a great job with all the Christmas activity.
There's a lot of great things going on the past few weeks. So, and she puts a lot of time in.
Anything else?
That was it.
Consent agenda. You had a bunch of items. Anything pulled for discussion?
Nothing pulled, but there's one thing I want to mention, Rich. Because of the accident, which involved one of our city employees, you know, we did lose one of our semis and trailers in an accident, and so the insurance company paid us, and then we had to replace that. Well, a new semi cost about $150,000, so city staff went out and they found two used 2020 Freightliner semi tractors for the transfer station at the cost of $52,000 each. So now we have four tractors that we can haul our trash up to JBRJ landfill up in northern part of Perkins County. So just want to mention that. So if people look at it and say, well, why'd you buy two? They used because we had to replace one that was just destroyed in the accident.
I know the city still misses Wayne a lot, don't you?
We really do. Yeah. We there was a group of us that went to Trenton for the entry of the plea the other day, and there's a lot of support, you know, with staff members, and you know, it really is a family. Even if we're not in the same office on a daily basis, you know, those connections that you make, and I think probably just that feeling of brotherhood, working with one another, knowing that we're working towards a common goal. You know, it really means something. And losing Wayne, you know, that was a huge blow to the city of McCook, not just to the people that work at the city, but also the residents of McCook. He was a great guy, you know, and always had a smile on his face, always was, you know, joking. You know, I never heard him say a negative thing or not be positive. And so we really miss that.
With what came out of that that court case the other day, the plea deal, were you surprised at all?
I don't know. I probably don't want to talk too much about that. I you know, we're just very, very sad about the situation.
Mm-hmm. So you're moving on and keeping that family in your thoughts.
Yeah. We are definitely there for the family and will continue to be so. And we think about Wayne and Jenny and their family all the time.
And that was the only one pulled for discussion.
Well, we didn't even pull it, but I just wanted to point out.
Sure.
That, so people reading the newspaper about why we bought two semi-tractors, that was the reason why, because we had to replace one. And we also didn't have bought two new trailers that they were in this week. So we have two semis. They make the trip to JBRJ twice a day. It's 110 miles from McCook up to the landfill and back. So they put on 400 miles a day, Monday through Friday. And then sometimes on Saturday if we have extra trash. So it's an unfunded mandated by the state of Nebraska. We have to take our trash to a licensed landfill. And the closest one to us is 110 miles away. So
I see you're already looking ahead to 2025 on all the retail liquor licenses.
Yeah.
Doing all that for 2025
right,
too.
Right.
We got to do it. It's your last meeting of 2024.
Yeah, you have to redo that. You have to renew everybody's license. Yes.
We skip to the regular agenda and a presentation from Amanda over the McCook EDC on once again some things too.
Right. She came to us with a proposal for workforce housing development project over on East 11th. The city owns a property at East 11th and the corner of East 11th and C Street. And she's proposing that somehow the city give the property to the EDC and then she can develop a workforce housing project or housing for workforce people we're talking about the $200,000 to $225,000. It's kind of the cheaper end. Right now, we've got the duplexes up on Seminole. We've got the North Point. You know, you're talking $275,000 duplexes. You've got $300,000 at North Point. This would be a little cheaper one. These would be
$175,000 to $200,000.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would be like a modular home that you could be coming in and set down. Wouldn't have a garage. You could have maybe a lean-to, but later on you could put a garage on it if you wanted to, if you bought it. So we're looking at eight lots here. 75 by 120 foot. So the question is, I think Nate has to decide how do we come about, how do we transfer the land from us to them? And that's we have to work out.
Yeah, we have some requirements per our ordinance. So I guess first off, I was city attorney when the land was donated to the city of McCook, and the purpose of the donation was to do something that's going to be for the betterment of McCook, whatever that is. So there's some latitude there. We did a housing study in 2022 that showed that we were about 180 residential units short, and that was single family and multifamily residential. And it was all kinds of price points, you know, and as Gene had mentioned, you know, there's been a lot of work done here recently to get the higher end and mid-range homes built, but we need to do some workforce housing, and that's really one of the things where we know that we've been lacking. And I think that through you know, these efforts, I think that we could address some of those issues. The big thing for us, though, is making sure that whatever we do, we comply with state law. And we've had some good conversations with Amanda and Charlie over at the EDC. We went out there, we walked the property. I wanted to make sure that it wasn't in a floodplain. So I pulled up the Nebraska Department of Natural Resources website, and it's not. For some reason, I thought that it was. It's so close to Kelly Creek. But the east side of 11th Street is where it's in a floodplain. And so we need to do this. We got to figure out a way to make this work. City Attorney Nate Mustin's been working hard on trying to come up with a solution. He has a draft ordinance that he's been working on and that he shared with me in anticipation of the request from Amanda. And so we'll be bringing this to the council here to have them review the ordinance, get some thoughts, and just kind of vet everything to make sure that we're not getting too far over our skis. We just need to make sure that we're complying with all the rules. But this is a good thing. We need all the housing we can get at every single price point that's available. And you're seeing it over on the northwest side of town, and this would be something on the southeast side of town that would address an area that would be probably a good fit for additional homes.
Update regarding the sports complex project.
Yeah, things are moving fast. We had a really good conversation with our design firm, design team. That's Mammoth Sports Construction. We met with them this last Thursday briefly. We didn't call a sports complex meeting together because we're trying to get the contract kind of ironed out. And we have to have the contract done by December 31st. And so we've actually called a special council meeting for December 23rd at noon to have the council approve the contract and then obligate our ARPA funds, because we've got $200,000 in ARPA funds approximately that we need to make sure that we get obligated. So we're going to use those funds, the remaining funds, to help pay for the design firm. But we had a really good conversation with them. Like I said, it was just kind of a quick conversation. We had been emailing back and forth trying to find a time where we could sit down and go through the contract. And I got a response from Troy Giegling, who basically said, I will be setting something up in McCook. So we're going to fly out from Topeka to McCook. Thursday was the day that worked for them. They were going on to Colorado after our meeting. So Gene and Linda and then Kyle, Tara, and myself over at the city, we sat down and spoke with them, and they kind of gave us their vision, you know, for the process. And I think that it's going to expedite maybe what we were originally thinking. I think this might actually happen faster. He thinks Jake and Troy and their team, David, they think that they're going to be able to speed the design work up, and depending on what direction we go as far as whether we do a design bid build or a design build, we might be able to build a little bit quicker than what we thought. We've got some timeline restrictions that we have to make sure that we adhere to due to the DED grant that we got in the amount of $1.5 million for recreational purposes. We have to have... effectively, we need to make sure that we've got construction pretty much completed by September 30th, 2026. And so we're going to be moving fast. We're going to be doing some other things while we're working through the design process. We need to get that property subdivided. We got to figure out how we want those lots to be broken down. We had a meeting yesterday with Nebraska Public Power and McCook Public Power to figure out the electrical setup out there. It's kind of an odd situation. It's part of it's in McCook Public Power territory, part of it's in Nebraska Public Power territory, so we're working through that. Some other things that we're working on right now as well too, but I really feel comfortable with the Mammoth team. I think they've done a really good job of presenting themselves and their vision for McCook. Basically what we did last Thursday is we just paraphrased our RFQ and said, these are the things that we want. You know, we want championship baseball and softball fields. We want a fourplex. You know, we want to have a large, at least one, maybe two soccer fields / football fields. And we want some additional amenities. Some of the things that we've been talking about are basketball courts, pickleball courts, splash pad, recreational center, maybe playground. Long term, I'd like to see personally, you know, some sort of an athletic field house, so that way you could have team sports during the winter months. So you could do 7-on-7 football, you could do soccer, you could do tennis, you could do pickleball, you could do all those things that you can do in a bigger town. And so we got to figure out exactly how much space we want to devote to this. We don't want to pin ourselves in. Kyle Potthoff has said this a million times, and he's 100% correct. We've got one chance to do this, and we've got to make sure that we do it right. And I feel comfortable that Mammoth is going to lead us in the right direction.
I was on my way. Where was this going? I was going east for something. Kearney's got a new one just on the outside of the interstage.
That's a $41 million project. Ooh, or $42 wow. million dollar project.
The sportsplex there on the north side of the interstate?
Yeah, just as you're going into town. Yeah,
it's huge. Yeah. It's huge. And that sits on about the same amount of acres as what we're looking at. Right now, we had kind of penciled in 30 acres. We want to make sure we get the commercial and residential developments. Yeah, this is a lot more than just a sports complex, you know, and I'm not saying this is going to happen overnight. But you start talking about the commercial development this could lead to. You start talking about the new residential development this could lead to. You know, you start talking about the ability to get underneath the highway with sewer. We've already got water out there, but you get underneath the highway with sewer. Now you start talking about developing on the west side of the highway, and maybe even moving further to the north as time moves on. You know, there's a reason why this area was selected. You know, this was my first choice all along. I've been looking at this. Gene saw some mock-ups that we had Miller and Associates do years ago as far as just some residential development out in this area, just kind of thinking about what could be. Never did I think that we were, as part of the sports complex project, get to the point where we're going to be able to acquire this property. And the fact that we've got it and we control this and you know, the future build out of the property, I think it's going to bode for some really good things for McCook into the future. This is the direction McCook is growing, and finally, you know, the city of McCook, you know, has gained the ability to dictate how some of these things are going to get built out. That's not been the way it's been over the past however many years, decades. But we're finally there, and we appreciate the fact that the citizens of McCook have been patient throughout this process. It's taken a little bit longer than what we thought, but I think they're going to get a better product.
Okay, so everything's good right now.
Yeah, things are going great.
On schedule, everything.
Yeah, things are great. Yeah,
super.
I would expect probably a meeting with the sports complex committee starting at the beginning of January, mm-hmm. starting to kind of hammer out the details.
Good deal.
All right. Okay, on Monday, their special council meeting, the council will approve a design contract with Mammoth, and then if we decide then that Mammoth can build, then we'll have to come back with this another contract for them to build the complex.
So it'll be coming up next.
So this is specifically just for the design. We wrote the RFQ for the design part separate from anything else because we weren't sure what direction it was going to go. We'll have to figure out if we want to do a design bid build project or a design build project. Mammoth has the ability to do a design build. They can do everything in-house. So if that's the direction that the sports committee and the council decide that we're going to go, that's, you know, potentially going to save us some time, maybe some money. It might cut off some of those things that we were just talking about as far as lags, as far as getting the project done. So we'll see what the best way is to go. But right now, we have to focus just on that contract, the design contract, because that's what the RFQ specifically stated.
Special meeting you said coming up?
On Monday. Monday at noon.
Monday at noon. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Monday at noon. And then we'll also obligate the ARPA funds, too, at that time. So okay. That way we don't lose them.
Next up, a couple of ordinances. First one dealing with dangerous dogs, hybrid animals.
Third reading, there's no discussion on that one, it's going to help out, I think, with the situation over at the Humane Society, and then also probably give more teeth, no pun intended, to some of the laws that we have on the books with respect to dangerous dogs.
And then one more dealing, this was on first reading, dealing with water departments?
Basically, Pat brought this to the council, make some changes in the water ordinances, backflow hazard, and then also set a time for when, if you're delinquent with your bill, when it has to be paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this was just on first reading. It'll come back for two more readings before it becomes effective.
Okay. Anything, council comments, anything there?
Mayor Taylor just wanted to wish everybody happy Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And what's it look like again for next week? Closing early on the
24th. Yeah, so noon on the 24th we'll be closing. So that'll be Tuesday, and then we'll be closed on the 25th. We'll be operational on the 26th. So
and then for New Year's open or
just closed, New Year's Day.
Just closed on New Year's
Day.
Yeah,
just closing New Year's Day. So we'll be open on the 31st.
You bet, guys. Anything else this morning?
That was it.
All right.